Sagt mir schon weiter, man sagt es Baba Basra, Perik Hey, Mishnah Tess. Hashaleach has been I someone sent his son, we're talking about a young son, a cotton, to a shopkeeper with a punyan. Punyan is a coin, it's a coin that's worth 2 iser, as the Batanur explains it. And he also sent him with an empty jug. Now, the father who sent the son wanted to buy a jug of oil equaling 1 iser, but he gave him a 2 iser coin. So he expected to receive an iser of change in return. Now, sometimes when you send a little son to a store, something goes wrong. Let's see what happened. The boy arrived at the store. So far, so good. He gave the punyan and the jug to the chenveni, to the shopkeeper. Still, so far, so good. Umadadloi. Now, the chenveni, the shopkeeper, takes the jug from the boy and he uses it to measure oil for other customers. Did he have a right to do that? No. Not allowed to borrow something without permission. Afterwards, he measures out the oil for this boy and puts it into the jug. V'nosan le'yase iser. The chenveni gives the child the jug full of oil and the iser change. Remember, a punyan is 2 isers, or 2 isarim. Shavar esatz loiches. And the boy, on his way home, accidentally breaks the jug. V'ibed es iser. If that wasn't enough, he also lost the iser of change. Sakta Mishnah, chenveni chayiv. The halacha is the shopkeeper, the chenveni, has to pay for the oil, the iser, the coin that was lost, and the jug for 3 things. Why? Why are we being so strict on the chenveni? So the Batanur explains as follows. It should have been obvious that this boy was too young to take home the oil. The Tanakam is of the opinion that the shopkeeper should have understood what the father was doing over here was. He was sending a message with the son. You see this empty jug? I need it full of oil. And you, chenveni, you will follow up by filling it up with oil and giving the change and sending it with an adult, with a responsible person. Not to give it to the child as a delivery boy. And since the Tanakama holds that the chenveni should have understood this, he should have assessed that that was the situation. So it's his achrayus for sending the jug back with the child. And he has to pay for the lost iser, plus the oil that's spilled. Now, wait a second. Bishleim, the oil, I understand. The iser, I understand. But why should the shopkeeper have to pay for the jug? Because he shouldn't have sent it with the little boy. The father himself sent the jug with the little boy. And the answer is, enchanan. But because the shopkeeper used the jug to measure someone else's oil without permission, he becomes a gazlan. And the mailet's now in his reshus until it is returned to the balabas. So the fact that the father himself gave it to the child doesn't help. But that's the sheet of the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda Paita. Rabbi Yehuda says, shopkeeper does not have to pay. Shalmanaske and shalache. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second. Let's look at this pashit pshat. The father sent his son with the jug and the punyan. The pashit pshat means that the buyer wants the chenveni to send his son back home with the oil and the change. So why should the shopkeeper have to pay? Because the boy wound up breaking the jug and losing the change. Wait a second. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to say to the fact that the shopkeeper took the jug without permission and used it for other people? He used it without rishus. Doesn't that make him a gazlan? And once he's a gazlan, it's his responsibility to make sure that it's returned to the owner. Well, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees he shouldn't have done it. He had no right to use it without rishus. But he doesn't become a gazlan. Lamaisa, he returned it to the boy, and he got it from the boy, so his responsibility is over. Zakta Mishnah weiter, umoidim chacham l'Rabbi Yehuda. The chachamim who hold the chenveni liable would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the chenveni is pater bizman shatzleiches biyaratinik. If this jug was in the hand of the son when he arrived by the chenveni in the shop, umadad chenveni l'toicha, and he said, what did your tati say? He wants to fill this jug with oil? Sure. And he does so right away without using it first for someone else. Chenveni pater. Then the shopkeeper is pater. Even if the boy drops it, crashes into a tree with it, or breaks it in some way or another on his way home. As long as he didn't use it for anyone else, according to the Chachamim, he would still have to pay for the oil and the change. Because he shouldn't have sent him back with the boy. but he does not have to pay for the jug. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah that if someone sent his young son to a shopkeeper with a punyan, that's a coin that's worth how much? 2 issers, and an empty jug. Person wanted to buy a jug full of oil for 1 isser and get the change. What did the shopkeeper do? First he said, ooh, I can use that. And he uses the jug to measure oil for others. He had no permission to do so. According to the Tanakhami, it becomes a gazlan. Then he fills up the jug for the boy, gives him the isser change. The boy tries to go home with it, winds up breaking the jug. Obviously, the oil is lost. And loses the isser. The chevin is chayav for all 3. The oil, the isser, and the jug. He has to pay for the oil and the isser, according to the Tanakhama, because he should have not sent it back with the boy. That's not what the father meant. He sent the boy to show him what he needs. But the Tanakhama says the chevin should have understood the father thought he was going to send it back with a responsible adult. He has to pay for the jug because he borrowed it without permission, and that makes him a gazlan. Rabbi Yehuda holds, doesn't have to pay for anything. Because lemaisa, we say, Eina mikra yotzim de pshuta. The father sends the kid in with an empty jug and a punyan, fill it up with oil, give me the change. That's what it sounds like. How's he supposed to know it means to go back with an adult? The pashtus, it means that send it back with the kid. The father himself did it. Aye, he used the jug without permission. He shouldn't have. Rabbi Yehuda holds he shouldn't have, but it doesn't make him a gazlan. Where would it not be a machloikis? The Chacham would be moida to Rabbi Yehuda. That means that the Tanakhama would be moida to Rabbi Yehuda. That if he didn't borrow it, if the Chemer didn't borrow this jug and use it for others, but right away filled it up with oil, then it would be potter on the Chavius, if the boy breaks it later. But even according to the Chachamim, he would still be chayev for the oil and the change, because they still say he should have not sent it back with the boy.